This is the Norris Group's Real Estate Investor Radio Show, the award-winning show dedicated to thought leaders shaping the real estate industry and local experts revealing their insider tips to succeed in an ever-changing real estate market. Hosted by author, investor, and hard money lender, Bruce Norris.
On Friday, September 22nd, the Norris Group proudly presented its 10th annual award-winning black tie event, I Survived Real Estate. An incredible lineup of industry experts joined Bruce Norris to discuss perplexing industry trends, head-scratching legislation, and opportunities emerging for real estate professionals. All proceeds from the event will benefit Make-A-Wish and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. This event would not have been possible without the generous support of the following platinum partners: Housing Wire, Coach Fullerton, Coldwell Banker Town & Country, Property Radar, the Apartment Owners Association, the San Diego Creative Real Estate Investors Association, Invest Club, Las Brisas Escrow, MVT Productions, Inland Empire Real Estate Investment Club, Realty 411, and White House Catering.
Thank you for being here, and it works every time. I'm Aaron Norris. I am Vice President of Norris Group and MC for a very short time. We've got a live stream happening via the Housing Wire face feed, so we do need to stay on track today. First, I want to thank our team. We've got Robin, Vicky, Craig, Holly, Donna, Joey, Don, Mike, and Rich who helped out today. Thank you. So, you may have not heard, this is our 10th year. I've been reminiscing, looking at old pictures all the way back to 2008 when we didn't hire a professional photographer, but we launched this event during the real estate recession with three goals in mind. Invite friends throughout the real estate industry to celebrate the work that we do, even during rough times, and invite thought leaders to the table that shape our industry to share their insights on what is ahead, and of course, to raise money for charity. Cancer has been the focus for the last 10 years, and tonight is no different. And as it has become a tradition, will you please stand if you or somebody you know has dealt with cancer? And that's why we're here tonight. Thank you. The real estate nerdiness will begin soon enough, but a little business. Over the last 4 months together, I just found out tonight, we raised over $80,000 tonight. That brings our 10-year total to over almost three quarters of $1 million, to $780,000. So if you're the special guest of a table who paid for your seat to be here tonight, you can still give. And if you're on the live stream, you can give as well. You'll find the link in the program on the website at isurvivedrealestate.com. Under the video tab, you'll find the direct link to the Make-A-Wish, to where you can make a tax-deductible donation. And 100% actually goes. So we pay for the event, so 100% of every sponsorship and every person who paid for a ticket actually goes to Make-A-Wish in St. Jude. Okay. I do want to say thank you to Lee Aiken with Invest Club and Sabrina Gottlieb with LA South RIA. They went the extra mile this year and were our top two fundraisers. Do you want to wave? Lee? I didn't see Sabrina. Is she here? Okay. So, a little bit, our efforts tonight benefit two important organizations that help children with life-threatening illnesses. Please welcome Odette Gutierrez with St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital to the stage as she shares a little bit more about St. Jude. We'll have her come up and we'll play this short video.
Glittering premiere at the Chicago Theater for Warner Brothers, I'll See You in My Dreams. A real dream has come true, for this benefit premiere launches a drive for a new hospital sponsored by the film star Danny Thomas, here arriving with his family. Years ago, Danny vowed he'd build a hospital if he ever became famous. $32,000 are subscribed, the first of a million Danny Thomas tells friends he'll raise for the St. Jude's Hospital of his dreams.
They said it couldn't be done. They said that it was a task which would break my heart. They said it was impossible. At this very moment, as I speak to you, in the city of Memphis, Tennessee, there is being constructed a hospital in the form of a star. There it is, in concrete, glass, and steel, to offer help to all the children of the world, regardless of race, creed, or economic status. You and I have vowed that we will do everything in our power, spiritually, physically, mentally, and financially, to bring about the defeat of these catastrophic diseases.
We're going to begin with leukemia, and by God's grace, after defeating it, go on to other diseases. That little tiny building has led the world in advancements in pediatric science and clinical care, and now it's going to rise up. You will bring it to the fore through an organization called ALSAC. If I were to die tomorrow, I now know why I was born.
While we're sitting here making this video, there's a family that's walking through the front doors on a Friday afternoon, and they're at St. Jude. When we came to St. Jude, I asked the doctor, can you treat my child? And he said, no. We're going to cure him.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be here every year. And as some of you may know, September is actually Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So thank you to everyone who's wearing a little gold pin. And thank you to all of you for your generous support for St. Jude and the fight against childhood cancer. Every year, approximately 16,000 parents in the U.S. will hear the words, your child has cancer. And unfortunately, cancer remains the number one cause of death by disease in children. But as you saw in the video, a place like St. Jude exists to bring hope to some of these families, to help bridge that gap in the survival rate of pediatric cancer. And one of the great things about St. Jude is that doctors and researchers, because of events like this, have the financial freedom to not worry about whether they're going to have the money that's needed to treat a child, but they will do whatever they can to cure that child. And it's a beautiful thing. And not only that, but no family ever receives a bill, not for their treatment, their travel, their housing, or their food, so that they can worry, all they have to worry about is helping their child live. And this all exists because of Danny Thomas and his dream and, his inspiration to others. Danny Thomas actually had a drawing of the hospital, as he talked about, in the shape of a star on a cocktail napkin. And he used to go from state to state before the hospital was funded to talk about his dream, to talk about his vision, And it's just, you know, because of his passion that he was able to build a hospital that now has helped bring survival rates from 20% when the hospital first opened to more than 80% today. And I think that similarly, you know, Aaron, I think your passion is you know, your passion and the support of the Norris Group. I think, you know, having that vision and that dream 10 years ago, you know, who would have thought you would have raised $750,000 for charity? So I think that speaks a lot, you know, to your heart and, you know, the fact that, you know, you're here doing this, but not only you're doing this and we're having such a great time, but you're doing this for charity. So thank you so much to you, to the Norris Group, to all the event sponsors, and to all of you who support St. Jude.
Next up, we have a board member of Make-A-Wish who's in real estate, actually, and here for the first time. While Michael Hickman is coming up, let's show a video of Make-A-Wish.
I love to play Summer Jaws.
You like to play soldiers?
And the little armies.
Mm-hmm.
And play tag.
You like to play tag? What do you like to play tag with?
Where's my friend?
Every day. Every day we have the garage locked. They're just waiting for me to get home. Once I have the garage opener open, and here they all come out.
They run out like if they're having captive in there.
When first my sister used to babysit him, so she saw on his left eye the like a white grayish film covering right here, and I took him to his pediatrician, and he said, oh no, he looked, no, there's nothing wrong with him, he's perfectly fine, I don't see anything wrong. I go, doctor, but you're looking for it, you can't look for it, you just see it depending how the light's reflecting it. And he goes, no, he's fine.
Here comes the car.
So I made an appointment with an optometrist, and then from there, that's when they told me that he might have retinoblastoma. And I'm like, I've never heard of that. What is retinoblastoma? He said, oh, it could be a tumor in his eye.
It's hard. I mean, I'll go in the room and yell, and I would stay away from her because she would get me going. It's just hard, just knowing that he's going to lose his eye.
What could I see him being?
A soldier.
A soldier. That's his dream since he was little. He's wanted to be a soldier.
Good to go. Hey, my name is First Lieutenant Campbell. I'm the operations officer here for the battalion. I've got Captain Rivera. He's our executive officer for the battalion. And we've got a bunch of Marines here that want to show you a good time and see what it's like to be an Amtrak. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for coming out. You're one brave dude. All right, brothers. Best things you ever had. What they're going to do is they're going to drive past here and they're going to salute us as they go by in honor of you being here today. So it's a pretty cool thing. I've never been passing reviewed, and I don't think many there ever have. So you're getting kind of the special treatment today.
We slept like dogs down by the fireside. Awoke to the fog, we're all around us. The boom of summertime.
How you doing there, Marine? Hi, pleasure to meet you. General Collins. Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah, there you go.
Steady as the stars in the wood. So happy heart.
I don't see any rank on you. So what we want to do is we want to promote you. That way all Marines have to salute you when they see you.
Congratulations there, General.
General
for the day. Face is yours. Just to bless them all.
Give me all your money. I'm one of the martial arts instructor trainers that works out of this facility. We're going to go ahead and take you back to one of our mat rooms, and we're going to do a little demo for this guy. Now, is he able to participate in any kind of activity?
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, awesome. You're going to throw a hook like this, okay?
There you go.
Good.
Good.
Good. It looks like this. I'm here. Now, you're going to drop, and you're going to come up.
Good.
Good. Good job.
When they said that this was coming up, you know, I let everybody know that not only do I want to participate, I had some ideas that we wanted to go over the top and make sure we do everything possible. It makes you feel good at the end of the day that we help just a little bit the challenges that these individuals and the families have. Each story is different, so help any family makes us feel good.
Like the dogs?
Yeah? Tell you what, you like to pet Jerry? You want to come down and pet him? Just a blessed morning.
See him spraying the water? So what sometimes we do, when you're drafted next to your buddy, and you want to get him wet, spray him with the water in the back. It's kind of funny, huh?
My daughter wanted me to give this to you, and the coin's from me.
Thank you. Living exactly what he wants to do, and that's the beauty of Make-A-Wish. They find out what the child really wants, and it shows. This is what Jorge had wanted. So with the Marines here, what they've spread out in front of us, the full day, he's going to sleep well tonight. I know I will.
Well, thank you for that. My distinct honor and pleasure to serve on the board of directors for Make-A-Wish. I just concluded my term as chairman of the board of Make-A-Wish. And what that allows me to do is not just see the corporate side of things and the fundraising side of things, but actually to spend time with the most important part of Make-A-Wish, and that's the kids. And I'm just going to tell you a couple stories. And most of us know that Make-A-Wish is about, helping children and granting their wish for medically eligible children. And we also know that the mission of Make-A-Wish is about hope, strength, and joy. But what you don't know, and what I'm here to tell you, is the ripple effect of what happens when the power of a wish strikes a family, strikes a young person, and it has an incredible, incredible ripple effect. For example, in my tenure as the chairman of the board, I had the opportunity to meet the mother of the original Make-A-Wish child. Christopher was 8 years old, and he had leukemia, and he had always wished to be a highway patrolman in Arizona. That's where he grew up. Our headquarters for Make-A-Wish is now in Phoenix, and there was a group of highway patrolmen that came together, and without their superiors knowing it, they took him out in a car, got him a uniform, took him for a ride in a helicopter, without their superiors knowing it, of course. Can you imagine? Hey, we're flying overhead. Don't worry about it. And it was a great story. Christopher, from that day forward, they came back after granting Christopher his wish, and they started an organization called Make-A-Wish, and they all took money out of their pocket 35 years ago, and they put $37.12 on the table. And that's how Make-A-Wish got started. Christopher died a few days later. Unfortunately, he passed away and became a wish angel, the first wish angel. That's what we call them when we do lose a child. Another story that's really, now, the guys in the audience, you can relate to this being a general for a day. How cool would that be with Jorge, right? I'm just going to read to you a couple of the things that Jorge got to do. Okay, he not only did he get his uniform, he got to go to the simulator for a helicopter, rode in a helicopter, had lunch hosted by the general and his wife. He toured an airplane, rode in a tank, and literally had the time of his life. Michael Rapaz, who was chairman of the board at the time, got to experience that firsthand. And for him, it was a life-changing event. I know that. What I've had the recent pleasure of enjoying is, you may have seen this on ESPN. We do a lot of work on ESPN. And there was a young gentleman, a young man, Ray Ray, who is in Santa Ana. And in Santa Ana, kind of the south end of Santa Ana, he had always wished to meet Zach Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys. Most of us know who that is, right? Yes. So what he did was we surprised him with ESPN that particular day. He had been told a year before when he went to get fitted for his helmet for Pop Warner, because he loved football, that there was something wrong. He had a pain in his head, and it turned out, of course, that he had a, needless to say, a brain tumor. And at that point in time, he could not play football anymore. The doctors told him, you're done with football. So lo and behold, we take ESPN out. We are there with him and call the whole team in, and we say, Ray Ray, we have a surprise for you. You're going to see the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow. And I don't know if any of you saw this on TV, but if you have a chance to watch it and get the true power of a wish, see what you don't get with this is, and by the way, did he have the time of his life? Oh, yeah, he had his first press conference standing in front of the Dallas Cowboys, right? He rode in Jerry Jones' helicopter, which the players are not even allowed to ride in. Do you think that was a cool day for Ray Ray? Obviously, the time of his life. But the ripple effect of what happened that day when he took a limousine to the airport, everybody in that limousine was affected. When the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders lined up and welcomed him to the Dallas Cowboys training center, okay, they were affected. Every single person in that organization was affected. And that's the power of a wish. So I can't thank you enough. I really can't. From the bottom of my heart, on behalf of the board of directors, which is a fantastic board, Disney is such a supporter of ours. We granted 335 wishes last year. Yes. But not only did we grant 335 wishes, that's the kind of the thing that you can talk about, but we assisted with 647 wishes from people outside of California that came to California for a wish. So we touched nearly 1,000 kids. And let me tell you something. One of the reasons I'm here tonight and I'm passionate about it, I'm kind of pinch hitting for our CEO, is because we're only touching half of the kids that are out there that are medically eligible. And it's our duty and responsibility as part of the board members or part of the board as members to go out and find those kids and grant their wishes. So I want to thank you. Thank you. People like you, Aaron, I know that you may not want this sort of accolade, but people like you are rare. Yes.
The Norris Group would like to thank the following gold partners. First Lending Solutions, Guaranteed Rate and Nathan Chiboya, In a Day Development, Inland Valley Association of Realtors, Jennifer Buys Houses, Keller Williams Corona, Keystone CPA, LA South RIA, Michael Ryan, New Western, North San Diego Real Estate Investors, Northern California Real Estate Investors Association, Orange County Investment Club, Pacific Premier Bank, Pasadena Phoebe, Pilot Limousine, Real Wealth Network, Rick and Leanne Rossiter, the San Jose Real Estate Investors Association, San Francisco Bay Real Estate Networking Summit, Sonoka South Orange County Real Estate Club, Spinnaker Loans, Think Realty, You Direct IRA Services, West and South Coast Plaza, Wilson Investment Properties, Inc., See isurvivedrealestate.com for event information.
For more information on hard money loans and upcoming events with the Norris Group, check out thenorrisgroup.com. For information on passive investing with trust deeds, visit tngtrustdeeds.com.